A new report from Oxfam claims the fortunes of Ireland's billionaires has risen 3.3 billion euro since the start of the pandemic. The report, called The Inequality Virus, has been published to coincide with the opening day of the World Economic Forum's Davos agenda. It highlights how COVID-19 has the potential to increase economic inequality in almost every country at once. Jim Clarkin is Chief Executive of Oxfam Ireland. Jim, what increases in economic inequality are we seeing in Ireland?
Good morning, Petula. It is important to mention that it is a global report. So what we're seeing is that Ireland mirrors the rest of the world, and that the billionaires in most of the world have increased, or certainly they have eliminated their losses of the pandemic over the first 9 months of the pandemic, and the Irish billionaires have increased their wealth. So this is an ongoing series of work that we've been doing, tracking billionaires across the world over the last decade. And what we're seeing is the wealth continues to rise in that place, and we're seeing that the devastating economic impact for the poorer parts of society and for the rest of society are having the impact immediately. So there is this growing inequality, which the IMF, the World Bank and many others are saying are completely unsustainable, is continuing, and it's continuing at pace.
Is the virus having a disproportionate effect economically on women?
For sure it is. And let's remember that 70% of care work and of essential work and of low-paid work in the Irish economy and similarly across the globe is carried out by women who are lower paid, who are in more precarious work, who don't have oftentimes the kind of benefits that one would expect from higher paid jobs. So it is having a specific impact on women across the globe.
And then globally, is Oxfam seeing inequality in terms of access to vaccines?
Well, we now know that many countries are hoarding vaccines, and the amount of vaccine that has been created so far has been largely managed or held by the richest part of the world. So we've been calling for a people's vaccine, whereby the intellectual property and the ability to generate the vaccines, which are amazing developments, should be shared and pooled, so that generic companies in developing countries should also be able to access that technology, so that we can get vaccines to everybody this year. Otherwise, we're going to have a situation where some parts of the world are vaccinated and other parts aren't. It's disproportionately affecting poor countries and poorer people, which is unjust and wrong, but also it has the potential to continue this pandemic, you know, across the world and continue mutations, etc. So it needs to be addressed immediately.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Jim Clarkin, Chief Executive of Oxfam Ireland, thank you for your time this morning. I'll have more business news at 8:30, including news that Boohoo has bought the Debenhams brand and website for £55 million.